We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And the 1-2. And that's the ball game.
So the D-backs, after the first two outs, come up with four straight hits. And they come back and beat the San Francisco Giants by a final of 6-5.
Welcome back to the Damon Bruce Show, and welcome back to Alex Pavlovich. He is with the all brand spanking new NBC Sports Bay Area, covering the Giants again this season, and he's back on the Damon Bruce Show, getting us up close to the orange and black. And boy, I'm sure Melanson would love another bite at that first impression apple. But the truth is, I think he's going to have a very good year for this team. And even though bullpen has been a headache in Arizona here, Alex, I think things are going to just be fine. Is anyone feeling a little extra pressure because of these two bad days for the bullpen so far?
No, I think they understand that this is a strange place to pitch, and you really can't judge anybody. We're going to see a completely different team starting tomorrow in San Diego, you know, not just with the pitchers, but with the lineup too. So there was no panic after Sunday's game, and especially with Melanson. I mean, there might be some other issues down the line with that bullpen. I think they have to sort some things out, but with the closer, I think you're absolutely right. He's going to have a huge year for him.
I'm more worried about another lefty arm than I am anything that Mark Melanson is doing right now. Giants couldn't hold another lead last night. They fell to the Diamondbacks 8-6. Matt Moore had a little bit of rough luck. And Brandon Belt, who I think, you know, look at it this way. We talk about Brandon Belt's defense so rarely. He must be pretty good at it, right? I mean, we hardly ever talk about it when we're talking about him as a player at all. So he's normally steady over there. Big error last night. Probably cost him the game.
Yeah, and he was up front about it. I mean, this is a guy, he was a Gold Glove finalist 2 years ago. Had some errors last year early on that probably knocked him out of that race. I think he is, if he stays healthy and continues this way, I think he's going to win a Gold Glove one of these years. But it was just a tough hop and ate him up. It's something we don't see. It's something we don't write about often. But he admitted, he said, I cost us that game last night. Everything turned after that. But I think, again, it's something where, you know, these guys have talked so much about how much time they've spent here in Arizona and waiting to get out of here. It's an infield that will eat you up if you're not ready for it. So just a tough break last night. I think it was a game, you know, to me, it's similar to Sunday. You have to make sure those things don't matter. You have to keep piling on. And they had a chance in the eighth there to really come back and tie that game, but they couldn't do it. So this is a place where you can never let up, because you saw what happened when one guy made a mistake.
You know, I know that the ball carries there, but now there's talk of a humidor being used in Arizona the same way it's used at Coors Field to kind of deaden the ball just a tiny bit. They'll say it'll help a pitcher with his grip as well. Have you thought that Arizona needed that drastic of a measure? Because I didn't think when the park opened it played like this. It's kind of been in the last 5-6 years that it's turned into a launching pad. How about, instead of a humidor, just get some better pitching, Arizona?
You know what? I think it wasn't even my first couple years on the beat. I didn't feel this way. But the last 2 or 3 years, it just seems like no game here was safe. And we've seen it this week. We saw it last year quite a bit. I think it is good that they're trying to do something, and it'll be good for those pitchers they have here too, because there are talented guys here, and I think it's just really tough to pitch here, and they don't kind of get that same, you know, boost that guys get when they're at Coors Field. You always say, well, look at the numbers there in Denver. It's natural that happens. I think people don't understand that this place, to me, is right on par with Coors Field right now in terms of toughest places to pitch. And for the pitchers, you look at a guy last night like Taijuan Walker, really talented kid, but it's tough to develop here. So it's good for them that they're doing it. I think they're doing a lot of interesting things here and trying to maybe, you know, get closer to where the Giants and Dodgers are, and that should help them. And it certainly will help guys who come in.
Alex Pavlovich from the all brand spanking new NBC Sports Bay Area. By the way, you know, when a Giant has a really good year, you guys will start someone's MVP campaign. When will you be starting the Eduardo Nunez MVP campaign?
Yeah, you know, he to me has been kind of the revelation of this first week. And the thing about him is, he's something completely different than what they have. They have all these even keel guys and then guys who go out there and grind at bats and hit their doubles and hit the ball at the middle and then try to have a good approach. And he's just fine with his hair on fire. And I think it really is a special thing to have when he's healthy. As long as he can stay out there, I think it's going to make a huge difference for him, because we're not necessarily going to see it here. You know, these games are 8-6 or 10-7 or whatever, but you get down to San Diego, you get to Dodger Stadium, you get back home, and if he does what he did last night, where he pretty much single-handedly scored a run, that's going to be a game winner.
Alex, which is going to make Bruce Bochy move Panic up in the lineup faster? Panic continues to swing a huge bat, or someone in front of him regresses? Because I think he should be hitting higher in the lineup. I totally understand why you want him in the eight hole. Best lineups turn over. There's a battle at every spot. Like, I get it. But at the same time, like, he feels like he should be hitting second or, you know, sixth at the very least.
Yeah, it's tough for him because Brandon Belt's done such a good job in that number two spot. And they do like the look there. And they kind of like the look they have in the middle of their order, too. So short of, you know, doing something really strange and moving either Belt or Panic to first, if something continues to happen with Span, I think it's tough for him to move up. It's just kind of the spot he's in right now. But the one thing they do have, and this is something they like and something we've seen quite a bit over the three games here, is they do kind of have it set up now where Nunez is your second leadoff guy, and then you have Panic, who can obviously handle the bat. And on days like Sunday, when you have Bumgarner behind him, I mean, it does kind of turn the lineup over again and make the pitcher really work 1-9. And once you get through that, you're back at the top. So I think that's something they like. I think, you know, for Joe, it'll cost him a few at-bats this year and maybe keep him down there. But it is something that right now they're going to stick with.
Do you think we're going to see Bumgarner in an American League ballpark hit somewhere other than that DH ninth spot? I mean, come on, two home runs on opening day. There's no reason not to, almost.
Well, we saw him last year DH for himself.
Right.
So I think if he stays anywhere close to this, I mean, obviously not going to hit two home runs, not going to hit a lot of home runs. But I think if he continues to have the at-bats he's having and continues to be that threat, yeah, I do think it's a conversation they're going to have, because you look at the guys on the bench and short of, you know, putting a regular in there and putting a Buster Posey at DH to give him a break or maybe Brandon Crawford or somebody like that, this is probably one that makes a lot of sense.
Latest on Denard Span?
He is playing catch right now, and he will be out there today doing baseball work. I think this is probably still going to be a couple more days. It's been a few days off for him now. So you know how these things work. Every day, they go day by day, and eventually you're looking at 4 or 5 days. But the interesting thing with that is we are looking at a 10-day disabled list now, not 15. So this is something to keep an eye on if it goes another day or two. They're not going to have to worry about what they did in past years where a guy would miss 8 or 9 games. So I think it is going to get to a point a little bit faster where they make a decision.
With only 3 games played, I'm still not worried about goose eggs, but I bet you Jarrett Parker is 0-for-8, 5 strikeouts, has not looked good. That leash getting shorter?
I think it is. You know, he's a little jumpy right now, and Bruce Bochy was saying he sees big issues with his swing, and that's not necessarily a long-term thing, but you know, whether it's the pressure of trying to go out there and prove himself given the opportunity he's been given or whether it is just a slump. But this is a guy who is going to have weeks where he does this, and he's going to have other weeks where he hits 5 home runs. So it's just kind of the player he's been, and it's unfortunate for him, kind of with the bullpen on Sunday. It's tough that he started off this way, because I do think if they run him out there every day, he'll figure this out and he'll help him. But it's tough that he had to start off 0-for-7 with 5 strikeouts so far, because it does kind of leave a bad taste in your mouth.
I tell you, there's been some bad weather. Chicago, Boston. It's kind of nice to open in Arizona than San Diego before you come back for opening day in San Francisco on Monday. And that's when we'll see you. Meanwhile, Alex, thanks an awful lot, man. Really appreciate you catching us on a game day. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem, Dave.
Thank you very much, Alex Pavlovich, NBC Sports Bay Area.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.